Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing?
We're back in studio.
Good to be home.
Yeah, everybody present and accounted for.
That's right.
New show, Two and a Half Men, me, Barry, and then there's Nick.
Wow.
As we get ready to start.
Two and a Half Men.
After he starts with that with us.
Yeah.
Well, no one heard it. It didn't go over the
doesn't
airwaves.
Doesn't make any difference. We heard it. That's enough.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. Barry can verify it.
Yeah, you did. Proof. You totally
See?
Did.
There you go.
You said we were of a different flavor.
Yep.
We'll just leave it at that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, Seinfeld, but you know.
Okay, Trey. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Trey will make a disparaging remark and then say that. Like, yeah. It makes it okay. It's almost like when you're going to say something bad. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but...
Here it comes.
You're ugly. Like, yeah. you just that... Well, I said don't take it the wrong way.
Where has... No. I just said to Barry before we came on the air, where's Trey been? Haven't
I've seen
him in a while.
I've seen him.
Have you?
Yeah, he's been in the hallway.
He's
just hasn't
he's
been
difficult to miss. Well, and I haven't seen it.
We've been on the road for a while as well.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's the other thing.
Three of the last four days.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, Wednesday here, Thursday we were going, Friday and we were going yesterday.
Does it feel better to be all cuddled up next to each other in studio as opposed to being on, you know, remote?
I prefer this.
Cuddled up.
Yeah.
I mean, do we
y'all are sitting pretty close.
Did we need that
y'all
kind
sit this
of
close
this?
On
you
the
didn't
remote?
See us yesterday,
no.
did you?
Yeah,
you
we
got
do.
Mad. You missed us.
Some of the tables are small.
Yeah. Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all are like right next to each
Sometimes.
Other.
Sometimes.
It's weird because last year we were outside for that golf tournament. And this year we were
inside
in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So it was weird there too.
It was. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was cool, though. It was interesting. I'm looking forward to a couple of things. Number one, and I know she's working on it right now because I was just over there talking to her, but Michelle, oh, look! She's like Beetlejuice. You just say her name, she just shows up.
What does Michelle and Raheel have in common? Just say their name and they show up.
That's true. But I was just about to say, I'm super pumped because she was over there working on a read to talk about the Usual Suspects party bus that we're going to be taking to Sunfest. I'm super excited about this, and it's going to be open to listeners, so you can buy a ticket, hop on the bus, ride with us down to Sunfest, hang out, we'll drink, and then Michelle's going to pay for me an Uber to go home, because I'm going to be hammered. I'm going to be bleep-faced, probably, so this is going to be a good time. More details to come soon, real soon, because I think Nick has the actual liner, so yeah, I'm looking forward to this. That's going to be cool.
You're a tease.
What?
Go ahead.
You're going.
No one says I'm going.
You're going. For sure you're going. You can bring the dogs. But this bus is nice, dude. Like, she was showing
dogs.
Like, he's got like 27 dogs.
Yeah, but they've got the luggage thing underneath the bus. You just put the dogs in there. That'd be all right.
Nick, it's only going to take a week.
It only gets like 140
degrees. It's only
going
to take a week to teach at least half of them sick Barry's balls.
Wow. I'll bring my cat and he'll poop on the beach and just cover it. It'll be awesome.
It's like litter box.
Yeah, like the biggest litter box ever.
Yeah.
All right, so a couple things that I have to discuss before we really dive into, well, not a whole lot of nothing really, right?
Give us the world according to Bear.
So today, boys, today was my initial consultation for my laser hair removal.
You do some...
What?
Weird.
We talked about this already. I told you I was
going to
go do this.
This is going to slowly evolve into plastic surgery. You know that, right, Joel?
Yeah.
You know it's going to happen. He's going to get a nose job. He's going to get a whole bunch of stuff.
No. No.
By the end of the year, we're going to be working with Bryn Laminack. Bryn is going to be all dolled up for us.
No, I'm not getting a sex change, Joel. I'm having some hair.
No, you're just
going to
get
removed.
Enough surgery so that you can pull it off anyway.
Why would I do that? That's
I don't know. Maybe it's your thing.
What hair do you think I'm having removed?
I don't want to know, honestly.
My hairline. I have a widow's peak. And when you get a bald fade, then they have to shave the widow's peak, and then it's just two levels of hair, and it looks ridiculous. So I was like, you know what? If I could go get laser hair removal on the widow's peak, then I don't have to worry about troubling Jason with having to do an edge up with a stupid-ass widow's peak. And then I have, like, little fuzzy hair, like, on the sides right there. So I was like...
These are the things
yeah.
yes. that bother you.
Yes. I'm on stage in front of hundreds of people on a weekly basis. I'm vain, okay? I don't want to be fat, and I don't want to have a widow's peak. Do you have a problem with that?
There are bigger fish to fry than worrying about these things, but go ahead.
No, there's not. Look, Nick, I got you some info because I know you want to get your lower back done.
He was dying to say
that's
that.
That's what you get.
All day. All day he was yeah. dying to say that.
Oh, hairy ass cabbage patch back. Now, listen. So I go in, and it's like a spa for women where they do all,
wait,
you know.
There's the key. It's a spa for women.
No, there's no happy endings at the spa, Joel.
No, I mean the fact that women normally do these kind of things.
Actually, there was a guy there. I think he was having.
A guy there.
Yeah. He
one
was
guy.
Getting, yeah, yeah, and he was very hairy. Very hairy. And I was like, wow.
Again, you
I
don't have a
you.
Wreath coming out of your shirt.
I was like, I loved you in Star Wars. This guy was hairy. But anyways, you're distracting me from the story.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I get there, I fill out all the paperwork. This nice lady takes me to the back room and she's like, okay. So she explains to me what laser hair removal is. She's like, so we're going to do a little test patch today. And then and I was like, whoa. Well, how much does this cost? Because no one bothered to tell me pricing. So she says it's for your hairline. It's $75 per treatment. A treatment can take about 30 minutes. She said, now, the way laser hair removal works is it causes the follicles to go dormant, but they will probably grow back. But if you do enough treatments, some of it will never grow back, but you have to get touch-ups every now and then.
But your wallet will never grow back after that many treatments.
I'm like, yeah. So how much? So I'm $75? Like, how often? She's like, about every 6 weeks. I was like, that's a lot of money every 6 weeks. She goes, but you can buy packages of three, and it's like $200. I was like, all right, so I'm saving $15-$20 maybe. I'm saving $20.
Just to do that one tiny area, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a few little hairs on each side. Plus,
it's going to look like Jason Tatum in about a week.
So I said, this isn't permanent? She goes, no, that's electrolysis. Electrolysis is permanent. And I said, well, I want that. She goes, well, that's just one hair at a time. I was like, you're telling me I have to come in here, I get one hair done, and then I have to leave? She goes, no. And then I immediately felt like a dumbass when I said that because I was like, oh, that was a stupid idea. So she's like, no, the difference is the laser hair removal will do like more of a, like it covers more area at once when it does the laser. But the electrolysis, they literally zap one hair at a time so it can take longer, but it's cheaper. It's
now,
cheaper.
Now, wait a minute. I've had buddies of mine that did the whole hair transplant deal.
No, I'm not doing the transplant. Electrolysis, where they kill the
hair.
They
charge you by the follicle.
Yeah, no, this is you just pay for a session. So that's why
talk
she's
about
like
a cash cow, though.
Yeah. So she's like, well, no, you would pay. I don't know. They gave me the pricing here. I wrote it down.
I'm curious because my buddy was like,
so for electrolysis for 15 minutes, it's $45.
That's not bad.
For one session, it's 75. Yeah. But then they go one hair at a time. But guess what? The hair never comes back. So I don't have to do those again like I do with the laser hair removal. Yeah. She's like, it's 15 minutes for 45, 30 minutes for $74, which is a very specific number. And for 45 minutes, it's $83. And as little as I'm having done, I could get out of this whole thing with like maybe $300 and never have to go back again. And I was like, I don't understand
why. You'll
have
more money for your waxing.
Yeah, right, my boob job. Yep. And I was like, I don't understand why I wouldn't do the electrolysis. She goes, well, it hurts a little more. I was like, lady, I don't care.
God,
I really don't. It hurts my wallet.
I was going to say, it hurts your pocket.
And then I
got to
come back
up
here. So that's my options. So I'm exploring this.
So my buddy did the whole...
transplants?
Yeah.
My dermatologist did
with
that.
With the little pluggy marks?
You ever seen a Barbie doll that's had its hair... like you pull that hair back.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, and I used to
look funny.
I used to work with a guy too. You know how you look at a brush and it has all the bristle hole marks or the bristle holes? That's what it looks like when they're done. And so my buddy was at the gym one day and he had his hat and he took it off. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on there?
Lots of dots.
And
lots
like,
of dots.
Nick, you pay per follicle.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, I mean, I'm not a math major or anything, and I'm not analytics guy, but I'm looking at your skull, and I'm seeing all these little dots, and I'm going, per dot.
I'd be like, just give me enough for a comb over.
It's
I'm
like
cheap.
$5.
I'm on a budget.
It's like $5 a follicle.
Can I get a mohawk?
And you get like 1,000 follicles just That's to crazy. Fill a little spot. Like think about it. Ginobili?
Yeah.
With that baboon's ass on the back of his head?
Yeah. Well, he's got the money.
That's like 10 grand.
It's crazy.
But those prices are nuts.
Well, this is fortunately a lot cheaper, so I just pay for the 15, 30, or 45 minutes, and they knock out as much as they can, and then I just go back until it's done.
So you're not going to do the electrolysis?
Oh, I'm going to definitely do the electrolysis. Oh, okay. I'm not doing the laser hair
removal.
Because then she's like, well, then you probably need 6 sessions, and it's every 6 weeks. So I'm like, wait a minute. That's 36 weeks.
Dude, that's a cash cow for them.
36 weeks, $400, and you can't guarantee me that it won't come back? She's like, well, you just have to get treatment, like touch-ups. It could be every 3 months, maybe every 6 months. Or what are you talking about?
That's crazy.
No.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I gotta save that money for my penile implant. I don't have that kind of cash.
And your boob job, because this is an addictive personality type of thing.
You think so?
Yeah. You start
you think
on one
once
surgery,
I do this?
You just keep coming with the procedures.
Now, okay. Yep. Okay. I will say this, that I really did consider getting electrolysis on my balls. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because then I never have to shave
You're
them
married.
Again.
You know what? That would hurt.
Yeah, well.
Listen, right. Don't you have the man groom thing?
I'm kind of into that.
What?
Be like, all right, we're going to do my balls, but I'm going to give you a safe word. And then pineapple, ouch, pineapple.
Come on, man. Like, Yuli Gurriel.
Pineapple. Stop.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
All right, we're just getting started. You want to join the show? It's the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text. Hit us up on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. The home of the Usual Suspects party bus. That's right, we are headed to East Beach for a party on June 16th. And all of our listeners are invited. You can purchase seats and get a round trip luxury ride to Sunfest with us, the Usual Suspects, and join us for Sunfest 2018. First, you hang out and party with Joel, myself, and Nick.
Joel hasn't committed yet.
It says you hang out and party with Barry and Nick all day. Why is your name not on here?
Because I haven't committed yet.
Second, you get all the cold, frosty pops you can drink while supplies last.
Is that soda?
Plus breakfast, snacks, and dinner.
Oh.
And you'll get an official Sunfest 2018 t-shirt, all of that. And I should stress that getting to hang out with us and get drunk and at the beach, because I plan on getting drunk. I don't care. If there's no beer, I'm sneaking in a bottle of Crown. It's only $30. Super easy to reserve your seat, huh?
It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, it's super easy. You just email bus at ESPN975.com. That's bus, B-U-S, bus at ESPN975.com. We're doing the driving, so you can have a great time. Join us, Usual Suspects Party Bus, for Sunfest 2018. I'm excited about this.
Can we not?
This is really cool.
Do we define pops?
You can't.
So you can't say it?
Nope.
Okay.
Shush.
I'm just asking. Because up north, don't you know, you betcha they call it pops.
I know.
It's
shush. Everyone understood what I said. Yes. Frosty pops.
You know that you're up in Wisconsin, you call everything, up in northern Wisconsin, you call everything pop.
Yeah.
And then over there on the Michigan side, everything's soda. Coke.
Coke? Yeah, well, it's Coke down here,
too. You want orange Coke, Dr. Pepper Coke?
Yeah. Down here, you just say, what can you have to drink? I'll take a Coke. Which kind?
Yeah, what flavor?
Dr. Pepper.
What flavor?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that's how it goes down here. Speaking of that, I was at Subway before the show.
Nice Soccer. Plug. Yeah.
You ever fell asleep sitting at a table?
No.
Either of you?
No.
No, I kind of feel like that would be something
Nick
would do.
In high school, like on my desk.
No, this man was with his homie, their friends, eating lunch, all right? I'm at the fountain drink station, and I look over, and there's a grown man with a half-eaten sandwich in front of him, seated, looking like he's having a conversation, eyes shut, snoring. And his buddy is just sitting there eating a sandwich, looking at him like, I can't believe this a-hole just fell asleep on me.
Did he have a full head sound with a microphone?
This dude fell asleep sitting up eating a sandwich. Now, my first thought was, he had a good time last night. That's what happened. But then I thought, maybe this is narcolepsy. I've never met or seen anyone.
Diabetes?
No, not diabetes.
Yeah, if your sugar goes low.
You fall asleep? You
can pass out like that.
Is that true?
Sitting up?
Absolutely. I've done that. I've had a customer pass out in front of me.
You got diabetes?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got the diabetes?
No, it's in my it's in my family. I don't have it, but I had a customer that literally passed out.
Every time I hear that my grandfather had diabetes before he passed, one year my sister got him candy for Christmas. I was like, bitch, you're trying to kill him, aren't you? You're really trying to kill him.
I mean, it depends.
You know we ain't getting no money from him, right? What are you doing? But no, this dude was passed out cold. And I'm not saying like he was slumped over. He was seated like full, like if you were to see it from the back, you would think that he was the one talking because the other guy was just eating and looking at him.
I thought you were going to tell me he had a full video game headset on and he was with USA Mike.
Out cold. Just the weirdest thing ever. Just totally out cold.
Nap time.
I guess. I would.
Because I've heard of a lot of people, instead of like going out to lunch, they'll take like a 20-minute nap in their car, and I just don't see how people can do that.
Oh, I used to do that all the time when I worked at Halliburton.
How do you sleep in your car? I can't sleep in a chair.
In my truck?
Oh, I don't care.
The back seat of a truck is pretty roomy, bro.
Dude, think about Toyota Center.
Because mine, it's called a crew cab, so it's four doors.
Right. I know.
You open that, like, I would deliberately take a pillow and blanket and keep it in my truck, and then at lunch, I would just go and take a nap.
I'd have to be super tired or super drunk.
And then I would come back an hour and a half later, they'd be like, where were you? I was like, at the gym.
Think about Toyota Center.
Whatever.
I knew people that knew of certain people, I'm not going to call out here, but they knew areas of the building where they could just get a nap in for an hour.
Yeah.
And they were frequent nappers.
I can believe that happening at Toyota Center. I love naps. That's huge. That's a huge, huge building. So
yeah, that's a lot.
I'm sure there's a whole bunch of places you can hide.
Two levels of suites.
I imagine you just sneak in, unlock the door. Yeah,
I mean, we had a couch in here.
Did I tell you stories?
Yeah, you told me. Yeah.
During certain concerts, when certain levels of the suites were blocked off or not sold, they weren't
banging.
They were still accessible. Let's put it that way.
Banging.
Oh.
All right, well, that takes care of everything. Other than this Channel 2 issue that...
We can speak on it, because you know I've got experience on it, too.
I know. I don't know. Like, we should just waste it, because apparently the signal is having problems. So
we can save it if you
makes
want.
Me so mad.
Yeah, so we have someone on the way to...
Are you guys getting blown up on the text signal? Line?
Yes. Yeah.
So if you are experiencing signal issues, if you can get... We're cool on the app?
I assume so.
I have no idea.
Yeah, just use the app temporarily. Obviously, there's bad weather in the area. Something might have happened. But we've got people on the way to try and check it out. We apologize for that profusely.
OU Mike just said, major power outage over here at the tower. I'm working diligently to get it back up.
OU Mike and working diligently. One of these things doesn't belong?
I'm working like a ninja on meth, Red Bull, and 5-hour energy drinks trying to get this thing back on.
He's got two soup cans and some string. Well, he can fix it. He's got his dad's toolbox.
JJ texted the show, said, I have diabetes, and Nick is right. If your blood sugar levels drop, you get sleepy. Wow.
Huh.
I'll be damned.
A customer passed out in front of me.
Really?
I had to call an ambulance.
Well, that's not sleepy. That's like fainting. Like,
yeah,
I
but
get
when
that.
We saw her, we but thought I'm, she was sleeping.
Oh, well.
Like, we didn't know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she was sleeping on the customer's shoulder sitting next to her.
But this dude just went memes. Like, he went night-night. Like, he was not, because he was doing one of those head nod things where you're just laying there and then you come up again and he jerked for 1 second and his eyes opened and he peered at me for a sec and then went right back to bed. So, I don't know if it's narcolepsy, but I've never seen narcolepsy before. But I'm guessing that's what it was.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Well, when Moochie was in here, we talked
Does
about
he have
Mooch.
Narcolepsy?
Mooch is the opposite. Mooch would go days without sleeping.
Oh, that's crazy, too.
Yeah, just couldn't sleep. And he was playing NBA basketball. Can you imagine practicing, playing games, doing all that stuff, and then you can't sleep, and you got to go back and do it again the next day? Yeah, that's weird, too.
NASCAR Johnny said, we're good on the app.
Yeah.
So we're good.
And I got an update. So our engineer is on the way to the tower right now to fix it. So we will be broadcasting on 94.1 in the meantime.
Oh.
So if you want to tune in, you can go to 94.1 until... We get the
so we should
signal
probably
back,
tweet
the
that
app
out.
Should, 94.1.
Tweet that out immediately, shouldn't we? Hmm. So we will do that.
I'll tweet out the link.
Okay. So we're switching over to 94.1.
Sweet. I've always wanted to be on 94.1 Sports Map. Don't they have a liner like that? Sports Map.
They got a little guy that does a lot of work over there.
Like an elf?
No, like a 7.5 shoe.
Like a Keebler elf?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to listen. Oh, you Mike. He's like, actually, I'm not really working on the power. I'm just checking out a big-breasted woman with my binoculars. But I should be back to work soon. I don't know what OU Mike does. Does he even have a job? I feel like OU Mike lives off the government. I really do. I don't feel like he is a person with a job.
I feel like he services porta potties.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you put OU Mike on.
But speaking of that, doesn't Mark Shell do
porta potties?
Doesn't Mark Shell do that?
Does he what?
Mark Shell, doesn't he work for a company that...
Part of what they does, do is yeah, that. Not all
porta
of
potties.
It.
No.
Well, but they do like... garbage and waste and other things too, like dumpsters,
which is all part
of
porta potties.
But dumpsters and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We appreciate y'all giving us the heads up. We're trying to keep you posted as well. But again, we've tweeted it out there. But switch on over to 94.1 Sports Map till we get done figuring out what's going on at the signal at the tower with the weather and other issues. So hang in there with us. And again, easiest way to get us, catch us on the app. We'll continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry's on strike. He's currently at the intersection of 610 and 59 with a picket sign. He is distraught at best, and he's slamming doors on the way back in.
I wouldn't say distraught.
Did you put the picket sign down?
For what? What am I picketing?
Oh, I thought you were picketing.
Power outages?
Yeah, you were ticked off about...
I'm mad at Mother Nature.
Okay. Edgar on Twitter says, I hear you loud and clear on the app, and I'm listening in Augusta, Georgia.
Nice.
I hope you're near the course.
I mean, not that it's nice being in Georgia. I mean, I'm sure Georgia's okay.
Augusta?
I heard it's a crap hole other than the golf course.
It's a very small,
I just heard it's like being in Conroe.
But the main drive is Washington Avenue, and there's like a Waffle House and a Hooters and whatever.
What? You mean I'm missing that?
Yeah.
Augusta?
And then there's the course.
Yeah, so I rest my case. Georgia. A Waffle House? Did you really try to justify why you went Augusta?
No.
Was nice
Augusta
for
to me
a Waffle
only
House?
One reason and one reason only. Yeah, that is the course, and that is the goal, and I'm going to play that course one day.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
Okay.
I've had two invites.
And you haven't taken anyone up on
those? I was unable to participate due to work at the time. I rest assured that I will not use work as an excuse this time.
So you're telling me you would skip this show?
Sure am.
To play Augusta?
Yep.
Well, that's just the most selfish thing I've ever heard.
Yep. I might not even bring you guys anything back.
Oh, I believe that'll be all right.
I'll bring you some grass. And not the kind you were looking for.
Knuckles says the app is strong, too. So, yeah, we're good. P. Randizzle, J. Rap. So we're good on the app.
You can listen to 94.1. I've also tweeted out the new link for those of
Here's
you.
Here's the problem is if no one is listening now, otherwise on the app, they're not going to put the app down and then go listen to 94.1.
That's true.
Right.
We have to either tweet it or I'm going to send out a couple of carrier pigeons. Like, we'll just do,
you know what's weird? My neighbors have.
But telling Pete, anyone that's not listening right now isn't going to make a difference.
My neighbors have carrier pigeons.
They do?
It's
no,
weird.
They don't.
Yeah.
You live next to some Navajos?
Sure, not like next door neighbors. Like when I walk my dogs in the morning on the way to the field where I run them, there's a house and there's like these big wood cages with the chicken wire on them, everything like that. And then one day my dogs started going nuts and there were like three of the pure white pigeons just kind of and the dogs kind of barked at them and you hear and they all go right to this cage. And they're sitting on top of it. And then someone kind of came out and opened the cage and they went back in. And I was
like,
so people still, that's a thing?
Maybe it's like
I thought Mike Tyson was my neighbor for a second.
Maybe it's like an old school way of dealing drugs. That would be kind of smart. You just put a little baggie on the pigeon's hoof or not hoof, claw, leg, whatever the hell the pigeon has.
was it Amazon or Google? Call them and drones. Tell them, forget the drones. Just go back
this
to
is,
the pigeons.
This is old school drones. Yeah, pigeons are just old school drones. That's a great, I'm making that shirt. Pigeons are just old school drones.
You like it. There you go. Next thing you know, it's a koozie and it's traveling around the world. Before you know it, it's all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Mike said the static is actually a lot like listening to Joel and Barry with a little more insight. You know what? Mike, you can go to hell. Yeah. Okay.
Now you're banned again.
Pal.
I like my carrier pigeon.
Did you guys watch the, what's it called?
The Celtics?
Yeah.
Cavs? Eastern Conference Finals? Basketball? Yeah, I did.
I mean.
I watched it.
I started to, and then I fell asleep, but I have a feeling I missed the best part.
Second half was pretty good.
Yeah.
Celtics made a few runs.
I did notice that after the disastrous first quarter that the Celtics had, scoring only 18 points, they outscored the Cavs by, I want to say, 7 or 9 quarters 2 through 4. So the fact that they got off to such a bad start, and I thought for a minute, am I watching the Rockets in green? Because they blew a ton of layups. Lots of opportunities in the paint in the first quarter that they missed. Some turnovers as well. But apparently quarters 2 through 4, they outscored the Cavs.
Third quarter was the most entertaining.
Okay.
That's when the Celtics were making a run.
I did see that.
That was where it started to get, because again, we talk about this, and some people are actually running some numbers this morning saying how in both conference finals, we haven't had one close game. So at least when the Celtics made the run, you had some compelling basketball for
a
while.
Right.
And then the fourth quarter, the Cavs just started to pick it up again, and it was never really close. So, okay. But again, the series hasn't started yet because, of course, no team's won on the other team's home court. So now we go. The Cavs are going to do their typical, and we held serve. We did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Now we head back to Boston. But at least that series is probably going to go a ways.
You think?
I think 6 or 7.
Well, I mean, Boston hasn't lost at home, so you expect them to win, right?
Uh-huh. Well, but you'll see. We'll see. But yes, so, I do.
I could see it going 7.
I expect it going 7.
Yeah, I could see it going 7. That doesn't seem shocking to me. The fact
so
that both
series
teams...
definitely could go 7.
Oh.
Right, Nick?
Let's pump the brakes. Not so sure the Rockets are
yet.
Going 7.
Never know.
Okay. That would mean, what is it now? Tonight we'll make it Warriors up 3-1. Because they're winning tonight.
Well,
are we in agreement with that?
If the Warriors win, Barry, that would be the case.
Yeah.
If the Warriors win. It's a big if. You know.
Well, let's just get it out of the way now. Who are you picking?
Golden State.
Nick?
I'll pick Houston.
Again, you will do Stupid. This. How much money would you like to wager tonight?
Or I'll probably Stupid. Say they'll lose this one and probably win game 5.
And then lose game 6 and like, yeah.
Well, no. No? I'm not going down that far.
Because that's Warriors and 6, right?
Nope.
I love Mike White Magic with the tweet of the day. I mean, the text of the day
I saw
already.
That, right?
Yeah.
So he said he was stationed in Augusta, but then he followed that with, by the way, they found out the cause of the signal loss. The Blitz is trying to bring down the best show on the network.
That's awesome. Winner!
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yep, that was
too bad
very,
no one
very
could
good.
Hear that. Damn it.
Golly, I thought Raheel and Dell were going to stir it up a little bit today.
Way back Wednesday songs from sports, or somebody texted an idea. Way back Wednesday songs from sports movies prior to 2000. So just the Rocky theme for 28 songs.
I was
going to
say, other than that, I'm thinking about like the really, like the natural was all like orchestra type music. Wasn't it? Because it was dramatic with the lightning and the lights at the stadium getting hit by baseballs. And
if we did that, I guarantee you I know one song that Joel would play.
What?
1,000,000% what? I can guarantee it.
What? What are you going to say? Eye of the Tiger by Survivor?
Well, not two songs I guarantee Joel will play.
Okay, go ahead.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Yeah.
That would be one of them, right?
No.
And Chariots of Fire.
No chance.
Oh, you're such a liar.
God, that's one of my least favorite songs of all time.
Dun, dun, you know you play that.
We'd play it. If you ran against the interns in the parking lot, I'd play it.
I feel
it.
Like you run when you go for your runs. You have that in your headphones.
No.
No?
But you know what I was going to bring up to
five
you guys?
Finger death punch?
Even with Way Back Wednesday. But I was running the other day, and I was thinking about it. Most of the people on my playlist when I run are dead.
Really?
Those are old.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Your boy's on there.
Who?
Well, Tupac.
Some of my favorite artists growing
Tupac,
up are they're all
Biggie,
dead now.
Michael Bach, Jackson,
Beethoven,
Prince,
everybody I listened to growing up, gone. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right, though. Prince, Michael Jackson, Tupac, Elvis.
No Elvis.
No?
No.
I thought I'd sneak that one in there.
No.
Who else?
Biggie, Tupac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They died at 24 and 25.
Yeah.
Like.
What else?
Did they, though?
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. George Michael.
Is he dead?
Yep.
You know, I am the worst about keeping up with celebrities that have passed away.
How did you forget George Michael, though?
I don't know.
That's your guy.
Because I, like, dude, were you not on the show when I made a Marvin Zindler joke and everyone was like, he's dead, Barry?
Oh, yeah, I do
remember
that.
Oh, crap, I forgot about that. The other day, I used Randy Macho Man Savage as a point of reference, and then everyone was like, he's dead. Yeah, my bad. I don't have a working look, I can barely remember stuff from day to day. I can't just fill my head with useless celebrity deaths. I can't do that. So every once in a while,
you did the Deadpool.
Well, I came in second too, I believe. I was second.
Did you get paid for that?
No.
Who won first again?
Fred, I think, won it.
Who was it that he picked? Isn't that how it works? You pick someone you think is going to die.
I almost said something really bad.
Me too.
I wonder if it was the same thing.
Y'all could probably get away with it right now.
Yeah, no one's listening. Right. I was going to say Adam Clanton's career, but I don't know if that was in the...
I thought Fred came in second because he picked himself.
No, yours was worse than mine. I'm just taking shots at guys I don't know, and you're... Man.
So who else is on your listening? Who's on your list, Joel?
I don't have it. Oh, the Deadpool list?
People that
you still
listen to.
I'm trying to name them all. I was thinking of the ones that are
Ray Charles for sure.
No, none of that stuff. You're very funny though.
He was big in the 50s.
I got plenty I could blast you with, and I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
No.
The blue song, is that where we're going to go? Is that the road you're going
to
take?
Who else is? I was trying to, because there was like every third or fourth song, I was like, God, he's dead too.
Well, I mean, pull up your playlist.
I don't have it on my computer, or my phone. I have it on my iPod. My running iPod. That's it.
You run with an iPod. You have a Samsung phone.
The little shuttle. I don't put any songs on my phone.
I actually kind of like that thing. It's a square.
Yeah,
it's really
just a
tiny.
Small little deal, and I'm good.
I mean, I can't believe I'm defending them, but they're pretty cool. They're tiny.
I have one, and guess what? I don't need that because all my songs
are on
my phone.
Yeah, but your phone's big.
Yeah,
so
I don't. Lisa runs with the phone holding it in her hand.
I'm not running. It's not a laptop.
Well, they have the latch.
You guys are actually
like, enjoys that. I don't.
They have a sleeve. You can put it in on your arm.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You're acting like I'm out there running with a tablet. Like I'm running with an iPad. It's a phone. It's
dude,
little.
That was a thing for a while. Like, they check out the new designer tops that we have from Nike because they got a zipper on the sleeve. Stupid.
Yeah, but still. Because what you also probably don't have like Google Music, do you?
Nope.
All your songs are still from Napster.
Nope.
What? How did you get your songs?
iTunes.
You have iTunes on your Samsung phone?
I have it on my home computer.
Oh, and then you just... Yeah. Okay. Do you have the iTunes music or do you just the stuff you bought?
I have the iTunes music. Yeah, I have
like
iTunes.
The monthly?
Oh, no.
So you bought all those?
Either that or I downloaded all of my old CDs and everything.
And then
back
it
copies them.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I got them all in there.
All right, so this is all stuff that, he's just, it's not.
Like, you could make fun of him if he's still listening to it, like on a Walkman or something like
that.
Yeah,
I'm not
doing
that.
But he's not doing that. But a shuffle, like, you can't really.
An iPod is pretty much a Walkman now.
No, it isn't. It's not a ball crusher. It's not a big, burly thing on your fanny pack.
Do you know how many people?
I'm using the thing about the size of a quarter.
It shows a tad bit of age, but it's not a big deal.
Do you know how many? Do you run with one, too?
No, I don't.
That's because you don't run.
If I do run,
he told me today.
You with your phone?
He's got a NASCAR path.
Do you know
four right turns and that's a lap?
Exactly.
Do you know how many people I know that run with an iPod? One, Joel. That's it. I don't know anyone else that even.
It is
kind of
like the Bluetooth
anymore.
Earpiece thing. Like if you still use the little earpiece thing, then you're above the age of 40, straight up.
You know who won't let go of the booth? Old black men. Every old black man I know still carries the and uses.
It looks so cheesy.
Right about now, you'll hear. Hey guys, how you doing?
That's Clarence, not true, guys. I'm serious. I had a line in my set where I would say, like, black hipsters are hanging onto their beards like old black men are hanging onto the Bluetooth headset. They just won't let it go. They just, it's dead technology. Let it go.
Especially once you upgrade your car, though, it's basically in every car.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
That's the thing that bothers me, too. We were talking about
you
yesterday.
See them at
how
the
many
mall.
People, Bluetooth is like a common practice in every car out there for the most part, unless it's a hoopty from like
no,
the
70s. New one is the AirPods, though. Those are cool.
Well, you just got them.
That's because you just got them.
Yeah, you just got them.
Super cool.
He's like, those are cool now.
You're going to lose one in the next week.
Oh, I'm guaranteed to lose one.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
especially as much as you drink.
But the cool thing, that's the thing I'm worried about, man.
Because we'll
I'm worried
like
about leaving
ID,
it somewhere. But I wouldn't take it out to a bar. I think that's cheesy.
Why?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't
be walking around with one of them in.
That's kind of weird.
Just tell the chick.
Oh, no, this is brilliant, Nick. That's what you do. You put one earpiece in. You walk up to a girl and you go, "What's up? How you doing?" And then she goes, "Leave me alone." You're like, "Bitch, I was on the phone." And then you walk off and then you save face. You don't have to. You can just act like
that's actually
anyway.
Really good.
You can act like you were on the phone. Like, I wasn't even talking to you. I'm on the phone, and then walk off.
And then the other one is you have them
save
both
face.
In. You can just take one out and go.
But
hey,
I always make
I'm
sure
sorry,
she's
I'm
on
a,
the side that you can't. She
I'm a
can't
producer.
See
I'm a producer. I was
yeah.
busy.
Just make sure she's
music,
on the side.
I just want to tell you you're
so
beautiful.
Cheesy.
Wear the one and then approach her on the side without the headphone. And then if she ignores you or she says, "Leave me alone," you'd be like, "I wasn't even talking to you. I was on the phone, lady." And then just walk
That's
off.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Huh?
It's pretty good.
No.
I'm no.
I hate when you guys give me advice on this.
Are you kidding me?
It sucks so bad.
That was the best advice ever.
Let me ask you a question. The advice you're getting from others working for you?
I'm not taking advice from anybody.
Maybe you should. Maybe it's time.
Who gave you the best advice you got?
Maybe it's time.
Both of you guys, remember that show where you guys were like, just tip her an extra few bucks, the bartender, and she'll go home with you. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I never told you that.
No,
that
was
she'd
both
go
of
home with you. You'd get better service.
Listen, my tip on that day, what did I tell you? Go to the dance floor and sit and watch. And all of the women that are sitting around the dance floor, no one has asked them to dance, but they want to dance. That was the advice I gave you that day.
Yeah,
and
that
what
was
did
actually,
you tell me?
That's an
and
okay,
you
that's
went to the
okay.
fat chick.
Yeah. That was the only advice I gave you.
You went right to the fat chick.
I didn't go to the fat chick.
That was the only advice I've ever given you on dating.
I denied the fat chick, and I was proud.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, because you thought the fat chick was going to open the door to the chick next door, and it didn't work out.
That was so bad.
You got like a patch, like you're trying to wean yourself off of them. It's like,
yeah. Now just wear the AirPods and go talk to chicks and blame it on someone on the phone.
The AirPod thing is great. That's a great move, man. You need to use that. I can't believe
something.
That gem also wasted.
You need to use something.
These gems are just being wasted today.
Gem of the day. Ugh.
No.
We'll be back. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Well, we think we are. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and SportsMap 94.1, home of the yelling crew.
Mainly the second one right now.
Home of the yelling crew?
More of the second than the first. No, the yelling crew.
Pat Creighton.
No, he's on, by the way, I caught his show the other day. I believe it was Friday on my way to the gig. And you know what? It's the first time I've listened to Patrick Creighton on radio. Other than when he's popped in here. I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
Like, if I was pleasantly surprised at how good it was. Now, he was talking a lot about gun control because that was obviously the whole Santa Fe thing had just happened. And so it was, I thought, you know what, though? This is really good because it makes our whole station lineup even stronger now that we can go all the way to 10 p.m. Because if you think about it, after the Blitz, if you got Patrick Creighton there, That makes for a nice little, you know, extra 3 hours of radio that you weren't getting before. So I just
good
for him,
man.
The
great thing is too, from Sugarland to Pearland, you don't even with signal issues, you can hear him without any electronics at all. So you can hear the show wherever you are and literally don't even need a radio.
You're so wrong.
That dude is loud.
USA Mike wants to know, was George Bush Senior on the Deadpool list? I think I had him on my list, yes. But this was last year. I'm not in it this year.
I mean, that was probably a good one because he's still on a in a wheelchair and
right. He also wants to know, since y'all are on the app only, are y'all not cussing? No, because we have no idea when we're going to go live.
Yeah, we don't know when that switch pops back on.
That's right. So we have to be careful and act like adults.
I think you should just let it go.
Well, you start.
Let it fly.
You start. How about that?
I'm good.
Go ahead. I know you like the C word. Just drop it.
No, it's the a-hole word. That's the word that he likes dropping on.
God, he does say
it
a lot.
Unfortunately, I do drop that one on the air a couple times.
Say it. Go ahead. Say it. We're not on.
No.
Just say it.
I'll not say it. Doing it.
Next, like, don't you say it. Look, ass. Whole lot of stuff coming up, so we're excited about this
show.
We're
actually saving a lot of stuff so that when we're back up and running.
He didn't even see what I did.
No, I don't.
He totally missed it.
The video stream didn't miss it.
No.
The camera doesn't lie.
I can't believe you missed that. That was brilliant. Nick's hairline should be on the Deadpool list. Well, that's not nice, 409 Matt.
I don't have a hairline. I'm bald.
Yeah, that wasn't even nice. That's not... my hairline should be on the list because it's about to die when I get it zapped by lasers.
One by one, though, an electrolysis. Yeah, one hair by one at a time.
It's going to suck.
That would take forever.
That's all right. Thank God it's just the little, you know, widow's peak and the stuff around the hairline. John Parker said there was an inmate at jail that was getting drugs delivered by pigeons because we talked earlier about the pigeons. Yep. That was an actual thing. That's crazy. One,
whatever works, bro.
One, that you could train a pigeon to do that. And two, that you would actually use it in jail? That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty. I mean, it's ingenious. But again, you're in prison. I mean, if you were that ingenious when you weren't in prison, you probably would be very successful.
Yeah. I did get a text from somebody saying we're on both stations from Ashton. But I don't know if that's official. I don't know if that means we're back up on 97.5.
Well, check. Go out to the car.
I think what they should do is just every day we should just be on both stations.
Just run out to the car real quick. Nick, you're not doing anything. Also, USA Mike said, old black men leaving the Bluetooth headset, and they blink annoyingly. Wow, really? That's kind of petty.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that. I do know that they say, watch out now a lot. Watch out now. They will say that.
So do you.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an old black man. What can I say?
At least we figured that out.
That's right.
Took a while.
That's right. Did y'all hear the dumb call from Kurt Lowe on the Rahil and Dell show?
I heard he got yelled at.
He's a dumbass, is what the text says.
Oh, you sure you didn't throw that in?
No, he's a dumbass. Like, I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know that already.
Now, I told you guys, what? This is where you manipulate social media, right?
Me? I don't manipulate social media. You.
I saw him tweet out today that he was going to be making the rounds on radio here and in other places. Making the rounds to us would mean stations have called to invite you on to talk about Rockets Warriors, something going on in Houston other than that. Then I find out his idea of making the rounds is I'm calling in.
Yeah.
To get yelled at.
Newsflash. No one cares if you call and make the rounds. Honestly, no one cares. Do you realize how much this show has suffered since Kurt Lowe hasn't called? Not at all. Like, not a single bit. I don't know why
you would be... The fact that you're getting angry makes me want him to call in.
I'm not angry. I'm baffled that he would think so highly of himself and his opinion that he would think every radio show in the city is waiting for him to, quote, make the rounds. Holy crap. You can't be that ignorant. Oh, really?
You certainly can.
Yeah, well, obviously you can. I just want y'all to know it's back. Thank God. Thank the good Lord above it's back. I'm the signal. And then that
AD
same.
He had a couple extra coat hangers in the truck.
That same texter said, I just want to let y'all know that I loyally listened to the static the whole time.
That's dedication. I love our listeners. Now let's hope that he was one of the people that we were relying on for ratings. That would help too.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding, right? All right, so good. We're back on. Everybody's texting that in, so watch what you say.
Breaking news. NFL approves David Tepper's purchase of the Carolina Panthers.
Good for him.
He's
come
a long way since ESPN's early days.
Program director of ESPN, then you go to Lincoln, Nebraska, and all of a sudden you out-dueled P. Diddy for the Panthers. The North Carolina Panthers. Good for him.
You've got to name the team right. You can't just say...
The North Carolina... What do you call them? The North Carolina Panthers.
You had it right on the head.
Yeah. Good for him. Don't curse.
So we won't be on 94.1 in the next hour. We'll be on ESPN 97.
Oh, this is atrocious. This is a travesty. Who's on normally on 94.1 right now?
Stephen A. Smith.
I promise you everyone wants to hear us.
You want to talk about Carmelo Anthony?
I
Carmelo Anthony doesn't need anything from Chandler Parsons.
It's pretty good.
Carmelo Anthony.
I can't hate on it.
God,
also,
he screams.
Also, kind of sounds like an extra sweat hog from Welcome Back, Carter. Okay. A little bit. Not you, just the fact that his voice would. Doesn't he sound like he would be a sweat hog?
Maybe.
Mr. Carter. Like he would be related to Horseshack.
With Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Right? And Horseshack? Yeah. Nick, you have no idea what the hell Welcome Back Carter
no,
is.
No, but he sure got a kick out of Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Just the way he said Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Well, if you know the show, you know it was.
Because he'd be like, hey now.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Yeah. God, you've never watched Welcome Back Carter? Oh my God, you missed so much.
Mr. Carter.
Yes. Ooh. Horseshack, when he had a question, he would do that.
Yeah, I definitely have missed a lot. Y'all been around for a while.
Travolta, you kissed
John
my
Travolta
ass.
John Travolta was Vinnie Barbarino.
Joke. You know what? You know what's older than us? Your jokes, pal. Go to break.
I'm just letting it go right there.
I could take it to break, but I get the last jab.
Okay, go. You never get the last jab. You take us to break. Take the last jab and go to break, idiot.
Hot.
Put the nuts in your mouth and it's
put
great.
Your tiny thing in mine. It's supposed to bend that way. I don't want to keep beating it.
It's ESPN 97.5.